time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' big win over the Bills on Sunday night.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks, Dad. Sit down there. Sit down there. He's leaving. He's leaving. He's so disappointed in you guys. That was fun. He gave the greatest talk to the team yesterday that you ever heard in your life. And it'll be recorded, and it'll be on the Harbaugh Coaching Academy for everybody to see here soon. So there's my plug. But congratulations to the football team. I really think it shows what a group of men is capable of, a group of people is capable of, when they just put their heads down, they don't worry about what people are saying, and they decide that they're going to go to work every day. They're going to meet, they're going to work on football, and they're going to practice the way you're supposed to practice. And when you do that as a football team, you have a chance to improve, and we have done that. Now we know we are just getting better. We know what's possible. We know what we're capable of, but we got a long way to go, and we got a lot of work to do. And we're just 4 games in, and we got 13 more regular season games to play. And where this season goes is going to be defined by what we do in the next 13 games plus. But I will say the leadership on this team is incredible. Kyle Hamilton sitting right over there, okay, young guy taking the reins, okay. You know all the other guys. You know Roe. You know Lamar. You know Mark Andrews. Isaiah Likely, other young guys. You got a bunch of great leaders in this team. A guy like Pat McCary going from right tackle to left guard like that and playing the way he did. These are the kind of things that make a difference. So with that, what questions do you have?
John, you know, the Bills came in undefeated, and Josh Allen was considered the leading candidate for MVP. Yeah, I know what you mean by, like, there's time left, but do you think this team made an early statement with how they won tonight?
I just think our guys are humble and hardworking, and they understand that faith is activated by belief, and we got a bunch of guys that believe, and they give glory where it's supposed to be given. You know, they give glory to God and to each other. They work hard, and they have each other's backs, and that's all it is right now, okay? So whatever else is said or written, it doesn't matter. Matter of fact, we don't want to listen to the good stuff if there is any good stuff. We're not interested in hearing it, you know. We just have to go to work. We got a big game next week, and we got to get ready for it.
Coach, Derek Henry, 199 yards rushing. Second week in a row, he's had a big game. How comfortable is he getting involved in this offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's really excited about the offense itself. I think Todd Monken and the offensive coaches, Willie Taggart, the running back coach, all of our guys have done a great job with kind of working through all the details of how to, you know, actualize the vision, the idea. Okay, we could be this, we could be that, but you got to put it together. So it's starting to come together, I think.
John, coaching Derek now for 4 games. Do you notice something with him pregame different than other people you've coached, or like, kind of take us inside what you see from him pregame and into the game?
Yeah, I mean he's a pro. I mean, I know that he's a really good guy. He's very humble. He's a man of faith. He's a family man. And he really loves football. And he thinks about it. He's driving into work, he thinks about it. It's football. Driving home, he thinks about it. He makes a play, he doesn't make a play, he wants to learn something about the offense, he calls, he texts his coach. It's all he talks about is football. It's all he wants to be doing when he's at the building is do football, because it matters so much to him. You know, you appreciate that as a football coach.
John, you talked about some defensive players earlier, but can you talk a little about what Travis Jones has given you out there? Because he might not show up in the stat sheet, but he seems to be playing at a dominant level.
I agree with that. I think Travis Jones is playing at a dominant level. And obviously you watch that. You're a front guy. You know, you always have been. And that's where the game is won and lost. Travis Jones is dominating inside.
John, last week you had said you thought maybe you got a little conservative in the second half. Was there a conscious effort to be otherwise today, and how do you think that played out?
There was. And, you know, we got the 2-3 and outs coming out, which was disappointing. And then Kyle Van Noy comes up with a big turnover. Kyle had a fabulous game. Gets the turnover, kind of gets us sparked a little bit, then our offense takes over from there. And we were running the ball, I thought, very creatively, but also the boots, some of the quick play action passes were good for us. Lamar, again, has just been fantastic.
John, did you feel like
having a complete game? What did it feel like to get it at home on prime time against a team that had been probably the hottest team in football to this point?
I mean, you do. You work for moments like this. This is something we will remember, you know, and I hope all the fans will remember it. You know, I hope they look back at it and say, you know, I was there that night. And but for us, that's important, and it is valuable. But we have to get ready for next week. You know, we've got to go play a division game next week on the road in Cincinnati, and that's what we've got to get our focus on. So our guys will enjoy it, you know, through tomorrow. But they'll be back in Tuesday afternoon, and it'll be all Cincinnati.
John, I feel like you guys set the tone from a physicality standpoint with that first run from Henry, just what you were able to do in controlling both lines of scrimmage?
Well, I mean, it's just important to block people, you know, and I think our guys are doing a really good job across the board of blocking the offensive line, the tight ends, the wide receivers, you know. Lamar carries out his fakes. I just think that's the most important part of it.
John, you talked about in Dallas, you know, this is our identity. Obviously, you ran the ball well there. Similar, you know, performance tonight. How much does that say about what the identity of this team is moving forward?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's kind of always been what we've been about. You know, I think if you look back in the history of the organization, even before, you know, running the ball and playing great defense. And then we have weapons. You know, we're blessed with weapons. I mean, one of them just walked in here right now. Best weapon in football right there. And everybody rallies around him, and he distributes to everybody else. So that's where it starts. But the run game, yes, the run game is massively important to us.
John,
Henry will obviously be in the headlines, but can you speak to how integral Justice Hill has become to the offense? And
yeah.
That 17-yard gain on third down that – set
I mean, yeah. How about the screen? The screen he took off with early in the game that made such a difference. We were second or third in him forever, and he goes and gets it on a screen pass. Great screen blocking. I would think Justice Hill has been very integral, and I'm really really glad we got him re-signed. You know, before he broke out the last two games, so that was nice.
John, I asked you that on Wednesday. I guess how kind of crucial was that cat and mouse game between you guys playing heavy?
I mean, say again now.
How kind of crucial was the cat and mouse game between you guys, you know, being a team that can line up with Havocar and a lot of tight ends on the field, and then being a team that, you know, prefers to play with a lot of speed, a lot of lighter bodies? Just, what did you kind of expect going into this game?
Yeah, I mean, they have a good philosophy. They play a great defense doing it. They put nickel on the field. They figure they can. They're penetrating 4-3 defense. They try to hit gaps, and then they fill the gaps up on the perimeter, on the edges. I mean, when you go big, you've seen them do it in the past. We played them before with DBs that show up to stop the run. That's what they do. And it's worked. You know, they try to, you know, horizontally kind of defend the whole field horizontally, and they add the defensive backs as you gap out. So, but our guys took advantage of that because they blocked them. When you block them, that makes the difference.
Thanks,
Coach. Okay, thanks.